लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today I have another multi-culti person in my podcast, a bit of Europe, a bit of New York, a bit of Ireland, a bit of LA, a mixture. Let's talk and talk about all the vertical stuff. And I say hello to Mark Cotter. Welcome to my podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
When you are wearing black clothing, I ask you the same question I often got asked. Does that mean that you are a bad guy?
Well, let me flip this question into a unique perspective. Doesn't everybody want the bad guy?
I'm saying this a few times. I already played the bad witch in kindergarten in Sleeping Beauty. So I'm used to be the villain. Bad one. I kind of like that role, to be honest.
I think, yeah, it is. I think it's neutral. You know, it's like gray. It's like white. It's you know, it's the same. It's got to be on the same spectrum in the sense where it's like you're not necessarily putting any sort of vibrance. You're not making a statement. You're just kind of, you're present. I don't know.
And no one expects anything from you. Because they cannot judge you because of the colors you're wearing.
It's grounding, I think. I've always attributed it to black. Just like, just when you wear, I feel the most comfortable and the most just confident in just black. So.
Yeah. I don't know. And, like, but the other fun fact is, as I said, my dogs were always black. Mm-hmm. The black dogs were assumed always as bad dogs. And biting dogs. Everyone who comes along while walking has total respect of black dogs. If you are walking with a golden retriever, everyone wants to touch it. If you are walking with a black lab,
nobody does. Wow.
No.
That's interesting. And, you know, there's probably something to be said for, like, how even media portrays, and like, even dogs and stuff, even in animated films and whatnot. I mean, there is, like, hegemonious stereotypes where...
Look in verticals, to be honest. A lot of the villains have dark hairs always. And kind of that, no, let's not say Italian look-alike, but this...
Well, the mafia boss. Yeah. Which is something that I don't... I'll probably ever be a mafia guy.
Yeah. You look too nice for a mafia guy.
I had a director tell me that. It's like, you know, if you just were like a little more aggressive looking, you'd probably book way more lead. I'm like, you know, thanks.
Is that a compliment or not?
No, I mean, he meant well, but yeah, I definitely was like, oh, you're too nice. He was like really frustrated with me. I'm
like, maybe you have to try and color your hairs black.
Well, you know, I eventually, for the appropriate role, I would do anything. Like, I would shave my head. I would do.
You would shave your head, really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Did you ever see my super long hair?
I don't think so. You had long hairs?
You look like Robert Plant. And it was funny because at the time I was living on the west side in California, and I was living in this complex, and when I cut my hair finally, one of the neighbors was which turned to me and said, "Hey, did you just move in?" And I said, "No, like 2 years." And it made me realize that, like, aesthetically, people, yeah, check that out.
No way.
Optimal golden retriever mode.
How old have you been there?
I was only 2023, January 5th. And then
Really?
if you really want to see like my European grunge phase,
That's
maybe
not you. You're kidding.
I'd get booked on more on more pirate stuff.
That's your.
So yeah, I definitely going back to what you said, yes, I would dye my hair black. I would try a few different things. There's a few characters that I've like thought about in my head creating.
But I saw you some in some vertical as not so the nice one. Where was it?
Yeah, I've been doing a few villains lately. The
Yeah.
last like, three I've been villains. And the
Yeah.
one I just did with Fumero Films, which will come out soon, that one's really crazy.
You bad guy or what?
Oh, I'm a bad guy, and it's let's say it's a White House one.
Oh.
So I'll say.
But the latest I saw with you were a nice guy.
Oh, probably.
Love at
Oh,
First
Fast Lane.
Plane.
Yeah.
What was the title?
Yes, Love in the Fast Lane.
In the first.
That was a really fun team and project, and I got to work with the talented Aaron Oberst and Denise. And Michael, our director, who's just so incredible, he would come to set just so excited every day. Like he was probably one of the few directors, and there's actually a handful. Like Casey Jackson's also the same energy. Like they're just so happy to be there. It'd be like 6:30 in the morning. They're like, "Let's go!" And it's like,
I love
okay,
this type of person
yeah.
because I don't like it when you have to do a job early in the morning and the people are not the morning types. So don't talk to me until lunch. Or really? But we have to
Yeah.
work together. What should we do now?
It is a responsibility to not only the actor but to the team to bring that energy to lift up your team, because
Yeah.
like you come on the set with a bad attitude, it's like a cancer that just
I think a
really.
bad attitude is so toxic, and if
Yeah.
it start the bad attitude starts right from the first day on, it's really shitty for the
Oh.
whole production.
Yeah. And people like first impressions do really matter, because sometimes it's the things that are left unsaid, and a lot of times you're meeting people for the first time, so you don't have an obligation to, really get to know each other on a
Yeah.
personal or as professional. And if somebody rubs somebody the wrong way, they'll immediately just like judge you based on that how they perceived you. So if you don't make that effort, it can really derail the integrity of a production.
Yeah, and also I think because it's, you know, somebody knows the other one from the next project you maybe audition for and say, ah, yeah, he was not so great to work with. So, you know, I think it sometimes can affect a lot more than we can imagine when you have a shitty attitude against some people. And you thought, yeah, okay, 7 days and the shooting is finished, then. But,
And everybody like down from the gaffers to the grips to everybody, they all have mutual friends. So it's such a small community that we all know each other. So you'd only do yourself a disservice to be disrespectful or unprofessional with your peers.
What do you like on set? What makes you feel good on set? Or what is
Ooh.
needed for you to feel good on set?
I would say I'm pretty easygoing. I like to adapt and I like to learn. I'm always paying attention to my co-stars and how their processes, because I've never really met somebody with the same process. Everybody has their own unique way of learning lines and knowing their work. And I do like having, like, I like a bit of that Delulu energy sometimes, because I feel like that's what can harness and tap into that more vulnerable emotional state, because you're, or like if you're too rigid, it's not You can't always, it's like we're like clay and you want to be malleable and you want to mold to, a reaction. So I like to be a bit silly sometimes, but while staying target. Yeah, for me, it's just the energy. I love when, the hair and makeup are playing good music. I like to be surprised pleasantly. So I guess there's not really one specific answer. It's not like I need my matcha.
Do
I
you
do
need
like chocolate.
Celsius?
No, I don't really like Celsius. It messes
You
with my
cannot get
stomach.
it here in Europe, but every time I see some BTS pictures, there's somewhere a Celsius in the
There must be
picture.
a sponsorship because a lot of times you'll go to craft service and if you're lucky, the production's on top of the coffee, which for me, maybe that's my diva trait. I love coffee. I have like 5 cups a
I've
day.
never had a sip coffee in my life.
I literally have one of these like right around the corner, so I like walk and I'll go. Good for you. Very good. I guess from New York, coffee was like embedded in the fabric of the culture. It's let's grab a coffee. Let's grab a coffee. And growing up, you'd have like 6 cups of coffee with, six different people, and you just like line up the coffee dates. Yeah, the Celsius, going back to that, like when you look at the coolers, predominantly Diet Coke. You actually should do a poll of like what people find in the coolers. It's predominantly Celsius, some sort of Celsius generic knockoff, diet soda, water. They do have the LaCroix. The seltzer waters are great. I love like the lemon and lime seltzers. I think those are really nice. They kind of suppress the appetite while giving you a little something. But sometimes if you have too much seltzer, your stomach gets a little bubbly. That could be problematic. But
Little bubbly.
yeah, no. So far, it's been good. And actually, the last few productions have been really exceptional with their craft services. Hats off to Fumero Films, probably the best craft service experience I've ever encountered on set. So shout out to them. Great job, Alejandro and Adrian. Yeah.
So maybe you should in Italy. There is the food really good.
Let's do it. Actually, I've worked with Roberta Sparta.
Oh,
On
she's
a
so nice.
She's great. She's awesome, and she's been really bringing a lot of people over to Italy. And
You
actually,
know.
I have a script that takes place in Italy, in Umbria, in Todi, and it's written half in Italian. I did not do the Italian thing. We actually had we had a family friend who's fluent. Wrote it in English, and they kind of were like, they wouldn't say this. They do this,
That's
but
good.
yeah,
Have you
it's fun.
ever shot somewhere else than LA, a vertical?
A vertical? No, no.
Oh,
I've had offers to go to China. I've had offers to go to Istanbul, Atlanta. I'm actually might be doing one in Atlanta next month,
for
TBD.
candy jar.
I wish. I had a call back for one for them, but I don't think I got it. But you know what? It's okay. The right roles will come to you when you're ready or when it's fit. Because honestly, there's so many talented people in this space, and I'm friends with a lot of the actors who are equally as deserving and maybe even more so in some cases. So I have a pretty level-headed about it. Like for me, like this is fun training grounds. Like I'm also very passionate as a writer. Like I've been writing pretty much more aggressively than verticals. And I'm actually selling. I've sold 3 scripts so far, dead vertical
Vertical
scripts.
script or what? Then you could write the vertical script for my vertical.
Well, outside of this, reach out and let's see what we can do.
Because, no, let me tell you, I published the episode with Teague Sardana from New York, who is recently shooting in LA.
Never met, but heard great things.
So, and we spoke about, my life is like a vertical. I had an open brain surgery with memory loss, got cheated in that time, everything you need, but in real life, And 2 years ago, I had my urgent needed heart surgery, near to death, a surgery without anesthesia and have to work back the last 2 years. So that would fit so good as a vertical one, really,
Kind of
especially the
funny
heart.
we're talking about this now and then like fast forward X amount of time and it actually gets made.
No, because Teague said he would love to play my cardiologist in this vertical. You can do like a
We have an attachment. After this interview, DM me a voice note of the synopsis in your head and
I could tell you can I recorded the whole stuff in a podcast episode from my German podcast right after leaving the
So do I have to
hospital.
translate German? Because I'll be sitting there for a minute. Well, actually, no, I got the meta glasses. I got these things that can just like,
Really?
yeah, you can.
No, and we just created the AI poster for this vertical already. To see how Teague looks in a doctor outfit.
Get a sneak.
Wait, I'll show you. We talked about because it really would have all a vertical needs, the drama, the hospitals, maybe kind
Imagine
of
that
rom-com scene.
surgery and getting cheated on. I mean, that's like
And that's my real life. That's not some stupid fairy tale. Look, that's
oh, wow. Wow.
the
Oh,
title
man.
would be Dr. Heartbeat, Please Help Me. And that's Teague as a cardiologist and me as the patient.
There should be like a heartbeat score, and we play into that with the sound cues. Boom, 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 boom. You can, and like for all the like the sexual tension stuff too. Boom,
No,
boom, boom, boom.
I had they checked when they I got into the heart clinic, they checked. They had to restart my heart. They gave me some medicine which stopped my heart for 3 seconds and then it got restarted while I was awake. As I said, really great software. Doesn't matter. No. So when
All
you are riding, shout out Antique. I'm on it. Teague, I'm on it.
right, so Teague, we'll make him the lead, and we'll put together a little treatment. No, it's been really kind of exciting time. Because
Because
outside of
there won't be needed any billionaire. You know what I mean? No stepmom, no banquet scene, nothing needed in this story. Because it's
depending on the
like.
platform, I will tell you they're pretty strict about what they want. And some platforms, which will remain nameless, I got a little beef with. They're like openly promoting plagiarism. And as writers, I don't appreciate that.
Shall I tell you something?
Yeah, please.
Candy Jar is based in Germany. And I
So,
have a few contacts with them. And they
okay.
are
So,
open for new storylines.
well, let me tell you. This could be Dr. Heartbeat might be one of their and actually what's great about that is I've noticed with Candy Jar, they're one of the few platforms that are really trying to elevate the content to a more premium.
Absolutely. You
So
know
they would
why?
better
Every
fit.
story they are filming is based on a book. And that makes the quality so great in the stories they are publishing.
It's very interesting because they were a French base. It was Galatea, right? And then,
Galatea, yeah.
they went over. So
They are
it's
now
kind
in
of,
Berlin.
wow. I love that. I think it's so interesting to watch where all these platforms are going and what markets they're targeting. And each one has their own unique set of guidelines for writing. But that's interesting.
But Candy Jar, Drama Pops, and Wiglu, for example. These are the three platforms I love to watch new shows because they're mostly the storylines are not full of the typical vertical trope shit, let's say it in that way. And as I said, because Candy Jar is based always on a book, the story makes so much more sense. What they are telling. And Candy Jar is right now the only platform which publishes sequels.
I've
You
noticed
know?
that, which is cool. What you would think, like
I
friendship.
love that.
I really do. I have a lot of predictions for it. I'm curious to ask you, what do you think? What storylines are going to die in the near future, and which ones maybe do you think will come to the forefront?
I'm sure which would come up is criminal scenes. So criminal cases, kind of mystery like
Yeah.
that. Or the two
Gamut.
pirate ones. I'm sure that these two pirate ones will hit the market.
Yeah, I have a really good
Absolutely.
friend in one of them, and he was showing me BTS on a boat. They're literally
Yeah.
like,
Yeah, when
yeah.
I recorded with Nick Ritacco lately, he told me they did one shooting day out of this out on the sea.
Yes. Yeah, so Nick was on that yeah, a
Emma
couple.
Reinagle. Yeah. And they shot one day, the whole day on sea with the big ship. Holy crap, how cool is that, please?
Sword fighting, it's
Yeah.
amazing. Yeah.
You know, and I asked Nick, no banquet scene, stuff like that. He said, nope, nothing. And you know, in the pirate one, kidnapping and raping make totally sense.
Yeah, in that situation, because it's in the context, that is
It's
what
needed
it
for
is.
the storyline, you know?
Yeah, in like a modern billionaire thing, that's just weird. It's just uncomfortable given just what's going on in the culture lately. And just also, like, come on, it's 2026. Nobody needs to see abuse. And I think there's like a bit of that when you look at how the data is programmed. It's very targeting. Like, it
Yeah,
is.
it is. It is.
And I think like feeding on people's traumas is like hazardous. It's like the equivalent of poisoning food system or putting all these
Yeah.
chemicals that are cancer.
They
It's
made
this,
addicted and
it's like brain rot, literally.
yeah,
So
absolutely. But I spoke, I don't know, when did you hit the vertical market? When was that?
my first one was in 2024, in summer, so relatively fresh. And I only had done a couple. I maybe did two, and I was a little like apprehensive at first. I will admit when I first entered, because it's actually kind of funny how you get a lot of your contemporaries are like, oh, you're doing those or this and that at first, and then those same people are the ones, oh, can you get me a job now? Because they're starting to see that it's not as bad as it sounded. I think like there was definitely a growth spurt for me as an actor and just as a human, frankly, because I think there was a time, and maybe you can relate to this. I know I talked to some of my friends and they do, but we struggle. Everybody has ego, right?
Yeah.
And when you have to get shirtless and say cringe lines sometimes and do things like that, your ego kind of dies pretty fast. There's no room for it.
I think so.
I will say it's made me more confident. It's made me say yes to opportunities I would have probably been too afraid to take. I'm putting myself out there more. I'm meeting incredible talent, both in front and behind the camera. It's such a supportive community. People like yourself who reach out and highlight us. I mean, it's really an exciting time, especially as the larger industry is still trying to figure out what it's doing, and they're definitely threatened by this space because it is evolving so fast, and it's already predicted to double in net worth. What is it, an $11 billion industry that's going to go to something? So
And the European market isn't even developed.
I mean, and it's easy to do. I mean, like people, it's really every time you finish a vertical set, you're so motivated to shoot something yourself. It's like, wow, we just did a whole feature film. Why can't I do an indie film? Or why can't, and half the people on set, when you're talking, like I had a camera team too on a few verticals ago, and I won't mention it because I don't know if this is supposed to be public knowledge, but they worked on a big show. Let's just say that it was the same camera TV from a network show, and so professional. And it was like a master class in lighting and doing things quickly. And I was just blown away by what I learned. And half of them have their own indie projects and they're looking for actors half the time. And they say, hey, I would you be down to do this? And I'm like,
Yeah, maybe it's kind of snowball effect.
100%. Yeah.
And what was your first role you did? Was it a side role? Was it a day
There's a
playing role? Or what was it?
role, Aaron Mount in After Divorce, I Own Three Billionaires.
It was a lead role directly. The
Right
first one
out
was
the
a lead role.
first one out the gate was a lead role starring alongside Emily Gately, who is incredible.
Oh, she is so nice. I love her acting.
Yeah, she is so talented, and her eyes are like
With their
iconic.
flashy blue eyes. Oh, holy crap.
The camera loves her. Like it's yeah. And she's
Yeah.
just an amazing person inside and out. It was such a treat to work with
Do
her
you know
for
which platform the show was released?
I believe it was released on Snack Short, but it also was released. There was like three other platforms.
Okay.
And that was kind of like a random thing because I had seen on Instagram, how Backstage occasionally advertises. So I saw this indie thriller film and it was looking and it had like pitch deck and everything. I'm like, whoa, this is so cool. I want to do it. And I at the time I was with A3, which was a pretty decent agency, which was Abrams and then turned A3 and then it was sold to Gersh Agency and then it just kind of like disseminated and my agent went to another agency. And she was getting me really good auditions. Like I had a call back for John B. Outer Banks. I was in one of the final rounds, which was really cool. And that was an awesome experience. So I was sort of just letting her run point for a while. And I had asked, like I on backstage, 80% of the breakdowns were these mobisodes or vertical periods. It's amazing how the terms have evolved. Now micro dramas. And I saw this one and I'm like, maybe I'll just apply. The money was good. And at the time I was juggling like three jobs to live in Los Angeles. It's not easy like to be an actor or to be in an entertainment music, whatever. It's so hard. So I think like there's been like this support group in this community that's great. But back to the audition, I asked if she would my agent would submit me and she said, just submit yourself. So I did, and I guess because I had done ABC's What Would You Do, and I did like 10 episodes, and I've done some commercial work. I had a reel. I had proven that I've been on set before. Client was willing to gamble on me to be a lead, which was cool, and the experience was. I remember being really nervous because it's like you're the lead, and it was a table read and reading through this, and also just like there's all these people, and it was one of those storylines where there's Ford Nelson was one of the guys, Dom, drawing a blank on his last name. Sorry, Dom, I love you. It was like three guys that Emily was all in love with, and trying to find which guy. To marry basically, and so it was cool, which actually was a good way entry level because it wasn't as demanding of a lead role in terms of
You
just
were
the
not
plot.
alone, the lead.
Yeah, I mean, I did have to get shirtless and do all that stuff, and
And
I
you said,
mean,
what the heck I'm doing here?
the abs on to me. Oh my gosh, talk about a humbling moment. It was really a cool thing. And then shortly thereafter, I worked with Daria Rountree, who directed my second vertical, which I starred with Christine Ravens. And ironically, Daria's girlfriend was in it, and she was the one who I played at the Mint a couple days ago. So that's just an example of how the community
Yeah, it
brings
works. Yeah.
opportunities.
You see more than once in this actor's life. So you have to be gentle to everyone because you never know when you will meet again.
Yeah, you don't know who's going to give you your next opportunity. And
Yeah,
some of the
then.
actors are casting directors, directors. I just worked with Gaia Brooks. She's been casting for Gen Li Productions. There's a handful of people out there. I know Gray Swanson, who's directing. It's
Look at
really,
Sarah Sm look at Sarah Molinsky. She's also
oh, she's phenomenal. Oh,
casting, acting, whatever.
she's incredible. Yeah, I love Sarah, and she's just such a life of like she is exactly what you see. She's just full of energy and just the sweetest person. I've had the good fortune of meeting her a few times and hanging out. I have a strong feeling she's got a bright future ahead in
Have
space.
you watched your first vertical when it dropped?
I have not watched it all the way through. I watched a few parts with my family, and they were like, "Oh my God!"
You watched the
And
shirtless parts with your family?
oh no, we didn't get that far. But boy, did I get roasted. Yeah, that was the old Mark died. Was born anew. He's gone. He's no longer with us after that. I got roasted so hard. All my friends were like, even from back home, were,
Really?
oh yeah, they made this. I was mercilessly made fun of. But it was
Still? Still
not
not.
anymore. Not
Okay.
anymore. Yeah, now it's kind of the opposite. Now it's more of a pride thing, and it's fun. And honestly, like I think they get a kick out of seeing me on set, and they're just seeing the craze. And with you brought up Love in the Fast Lane. I got interviewed by the Hollywood Reporter for that one. And I think
Really?
that moment was really a turning point for me even to realize, okay, this is we're on a wave here. It's like when TikTok first came out, right? Everybody thought it was cheesy and made fun of in Vine before that. Like you look at like the OG, how Logan Paul and all those guys started, and now look how they're doing okay.
Absolutely.
So
But
I
I love this last vertical because it was kind of new story. It was
yeah
not so the classic one.
he's a bit of a broken lead too, he struggled with addiction. That's something that I think a lot of people can resonate, whether directly or just knowing people that they care about that struggle with it. And then also like but my role with Aaron Oberst, where he's playing the brother who's sort of actually enabling the
We are
addiction.
not spoiling too much here for anyone who haven't seen it yet.
All I'll say is it's pretty cool. There's some I was really proud of the scenes with Aaron, and watching him work as an actor. He's probably one of my favorite actors in the
I would
space.
love to see Aaron in a good guy role. Every time I see him, he's a bad guy.
I think the casting directors just see the intensity that he brings, and that's probably why he gets typecast as that. But he is the sweetest guy. Like he's you. It's hard to fight with him authentically sometimes until he turns it on, and you're like, okay, we're going for it. But he actually is such a sweetheart, and yeah, nothing but love for him.
So, never outside of LA shooting. Should be
Yeah,
on your
not yet,
bucket list
but
for
hey,
2026.
you can put in a good word and get you a cut.
That's not a problem because I promised Kirby Elwood and a few other actors that I will check this out here in Germany because lately there were the first casting calls here in Germany for verticals. But they were kind of stupid. I had to write them how stupid and silly they are because in the first casting calls they were only searching for influencers with the right, with a big range of followers, and they want to do it in German. And I wrote them and said, "Are you stupid? Taking influencers, filming it in German, that's so silly." And I think the problem is that here in Germany, actually, this market is totally underestimated. I don't think that a lot of people know how big this industry is already. And
It's
you cannot, if you Google it and you want to read articles in German, you don't find a lot of. So I connected with a few people actually. One is the producer in Berlin and stuff. And we are trying to change that in 2026
I just
because the
sent you a
second.
profile, by the way, who you should check out. This is a German. So this German guy, I only know him because he's worked with Wyatt Anderson, who worked on Vertical with me, and they're doing this independent vertical series on Instagram called Very Lost in LA, and it juxtaposes this German person who comes to LA and is like learning the LA world with it, with his new LA friends and stuff like that. So clever, and it's so masterfully done, and he's a really talented filmmaker. I've never met him, but I'm hyping him up right now. I think like those have big opportunity. You should put them in touch with yours and cast it, produce it.
The second casting call I saw for Germany was where they wanted to have English speaking actors, and I thought, oh, you're getting more and more intelligent now. And I wrote this production company because I know them from doing also some acting stuff with them. And I said to him, listen, if you want to shoot verticals, if you need a vertical experience director for doing this right, not starting with shit quality, if you want to have a great director, if you want to have vertical experienced actors and actresses, I'm your woman. I know a few which you can maybe use for that.
That's great. I think that's how it's done. And I've actually witnessed a few people do that and just open the right door, connect the right dot.
Yeah,
Other
as I said, you see, lately in the big German daily news platform, there was a short article shown about this vertical stuff. So it gets more and more attention to these verticals here in Germany. And I'm sure that this market will blow up here in Germany in summer, round about this year, that they are willing to take the risk for filming the first ones because Germans are always so structured and kind of, yeah, let's see, wait. But I'm sure they underestimate how big this market is already.
I One of my favorite shows was Dark on Netflix. Did you see that? Like, I thought that was so beautifully shot. There's some incredible talent in Germany, filmmakers that really just capture composition and depth in such a unique way that's like, I think, a part of the culture in such a way that's just I've always been like a big admirer of the BBC and European content. I've always followed BBC showrunners. And Frank Spotnitz and a dear friend Edwards.
And we have great shooting locations here in Germany.
There's so much character in Europe.
A
I
lot of
mean,
castles. You can do so many timepieces here.
for probably a fraction of what you do here. I mean, you talk about like in Ireland, a lot of the game shows are shot not in Hollywood. In the like most of the sound stages for a while, they were pretty empty. Maybe more. But they're shooting them, it's cheaper to shoot overseas. So
That's why they're shooting more and more in Europe, I think.
there's an opportunity there for sure. And you should look into it because you are adept and you know the space. Like, it's, I think being able to connect those dots for people could be good.
You know, in my opinion, first step would be good if Germany was used as shooting location for verticals, not doing this whole production with the Germans, you know what I mean? Because they are not experienced to do it. But I'm sure if there will be shot, I don't know, let's say five, six verticals here, only because of the locations. And the people are getting more and more interested in what they are doing. What is that, you know? And then they can learn from experienced people who already know this industry. I think that would fit much more better than starting it totally on their own with no experience in this
Yeah,
industry.
you would need to bring a seasoned vet from LA out, but build the infrastructure. Like you would want to have a list of the sound stages or locations that you would use, have one project as proof of concept, and then show that, use that as the prototype. Look, we can do this. And then it would be like a vacuum.
You know, my plan is to win the lottery that I can fund my own verticals here, you know?
Hey, you know what? I hope you win. And if you do, the comics will cast me in at least one, and I'll support that
Why
role.
should I let okay, tell me what makes you so special that I should cast you as a vertical actor?
Because, well, we bonded over our love for labs, and you even said it yourself, I give off golden retriever vibes, and I think you were the one who said that golden retrievers are the ones that are so easily loved and so easily
But golden
accepted.
retrievers are so hairy.
Well, you're just gonna have to put up with my issues.
You know, I like the black ones.
Well, I can put on a black sweater, which will keep the hair down.
Or you can color your hairs. Okay.
Yeah, I can
Huh.
dye my hair. We talked about that too.
Huh. Makes sense. No, so here in Germany, there is a 1 million euro TV show. That would be enough for a vertical, wouldn't it?
You could almost have six or seven verticals at that price.
I did a few TV shows here in Germany. I won money in TV shows. Maybe I should catch up with the million euro TV show.
Good. And that's the thing. You'd want a slate if you were to do it. Like, you wouldn't want to just do one. Just you would want to have like a few, like five or six. It's a good start. That's how you make it.
I will make a criminal serial one. I spoke already with Kirby about that.
Partner
Six.
with a platform. Don't make it independently and just try to sell it to a platform, because a lot of them can you will get a bad deal.
I have a plan.
Good.
You know, six European countries with a detective, female lead, and a detective, male lead. And they are always the same. But in every country, they have to solve another criminal case.
Well, don't give away this. This is a good idea. Keep this one under your hat.
I talked about that with Kirby in the episode. Because Kirby never shot in Europe and she wants to shoot so badly in Europe.
Well,
And then we spoke about shooting one in Istanbul, one in Lithuania, one in Italy, one in Germany, one in France, one in Scotland. You know, the Highlands. Mystery. And Dion will get also a part in it as the detective sniffing dog.
that's yeah, he would be good for that.
You know, that's attraction for the audience. If a sweet dog is in the show, hello?
That should be a vertical. It's like a dog club. It's like dog park. You call it dog park, and like it's just all these people that meet up at a dog park, and like all their backstories and how they interweave, and then like one dog's cheating on another dog, and like maybe like one wasn't neutered, and it's like now there's puppies involved. And you do. What are we doing?
No, but I think a criminal serial one would be great. Because, you know, then you can start with the pilot one. If this does well, the people are excited and curious about what will be the next criminal case. Can they solve it? Where will it happen? Stuff like that.
The paywall will be like this murder that you don't know how, you see that the person died, but you're trying to figure out, like there's little clues as to who it is. Yeah, that's brilliant. It
Like
reminds me
Sherlock
of,
Holmes and Miss Marple, you know?
yeah, or like Columbo, if you've ever seen that back in the day.
Oh, yes, Columbo was here in Germany. You really hit.
I thought that show was brilliant. It's a masterfully
Yeah, when
executed.
he was always standing there.
Yeah. Yeah. And like everybody overlooks him. That's what was so great about that show. It's like he's the protagonist that is such a genius, but nobody would ever
Yeah,
think.
everyone underestimated him.
Yeah. I think that's like one of the best character arcs.
You know, I think that the audience wants to see more storylines where they can live with it, you know, live in the story more, where they can identify with, oh, let me think about, yeah, I think that's, you know, this classic typical CEO billionaire. There are so many stories. I can tell you exactly after the fifth episode how the story will end and go on. You
Oh
know?
yeah. It's frustrating because even for the actors, like, obviously we love the work. We love to be on set. We love to do it, and you'll take it. Like, if I was offered a CEO billionaire thing tomorrow, I probably, as long as there's no like abuse to women, like, that's where I kind of draw the line. Yeah, I would take it, but I
It's
do
not
love.
challenging, isn't it?
I like there's a couple of scripts I read for recently where it's very new. I can't say what they are, but I'll just say it has nothing to do with anything we've talked about, and
Is it from
very.
China translated or is it written in the Western? Yeah, I think
It
that makes the
actually,
difference.
yeah, I, it's actually interesting because even the Chinese market, they're so much further ahead in a certain way, and like when you look at their premium content, it's like Suits or like Netflix. Top tier quality. There's a bottom of the, I don't want to call it bottom of the barrel, but like in terms of substance and that side of things, lower end, where it's just playing with emotions and desire. Like when you think about it, this marketplace is built on the same data that pornography lives on.
Yeah.
In relationships, taboo,
It is.
all this stuff. So when you think about it in that, it's a very like emotionally manipulative space, feeding on desires and like what we want when nobody's around. And like there's all these memes that are popping up where like people are like, oh, I'm watching a vertical, and you're like, you're
Oh, come
scared.
on. Lately, there have been a show on Tallflix after 20 seconds already. 20 seconds in the first episode, there was a woman totally naked and you saw the boobs and everything. And I was so really, even before the paywall.
Wow. What was the name of this vertical?
I'll
Just
tell you
for.
later.
I'm just kidding.
You have only to watch the first episode.
That's crazy. Wow. That's putting it all out there. Wow.
And lately there have been so many shit vertical stories with a lot of abuse and stuff like that. When you started in 2024, I can tell you, I spoke, for example, with Nick Rutaco about it. The stories which were shoot or shot in 2024, there were so many great storylines which were really a hit. Let's
Yeah.
see. Breaking the Ice or Double Life of My Billionaire Husband, or there were so big shows in it which had so many views, but
Yeah.
not even a quarter of this abusive shit stories in it like the latest story had in 2025.
You know
So
what's crazy?
no one can tell me that they have to do this shit so extremely because otherwise the show wouldn't work. No, you saw exactly in 2024 that a lot of shows, which were more, Aline from I Love Verticals call it always cozy, which were more cozy, they worked as well, even better sometimes than the latest shows. So.
Yeah, I talked to a couple of producers about that, and some of them get a deal where they get to make five under their contract or six or whatever it is. Three of them are by the book, what does popular, regurgitate the ones that are the most popular, which oftentimes are those scripts, which to me feels weird, but I guess maybe it's just clickbait. And they get two of that to experiment and do whatever they want. Yeah, it is interesting. And I know a few have taken big risks and have been celebrated critically, but hadn't done as well in a more global sense. So,
Look, Love and Blood or Game of Choice.
yeah, and Love and Blood, yeah, Eric Guillemette, like those guys, they did a phenomenal job. And it was
Yeah,
kind of.
but do you know what I think? What's the problem? Love and Blood didn't even hit the 5 million views so far.
I
And
think the platform maybe
they
to
sold
blame.
it to Real Short, and Real Short never promotes shows they didn't produce.
Yeah.
So the show went totally under the radar. Totally.
Yeah.
Because when you are on the Real Short app, Love and Blood was never shown directly in the first sight. And I
Never.
had a vertical that released the same week that Love and Blood dropped on Real Short, and it wasn't a Real Short production. It was I did it with Reverse Clock. It was one I did with Sofia Lopez, my wife, old detective. That also released, and it did pretty well. I mean, I think it's at 15 million stream. I haven't even checked, to be honest, in a minute, but I did notice that like the Real Short original productions went to like 50 million. Always, always. They always put it on the front. They are putting some trailers on their Instagram profile, stuff like that.
Billboards in Los Angeles literally have billboards, or they had for a period. I don't, I, they haven't been doing it as frequently. I think it was a marketing campaign to get people.
And I think that's the reason why this one pirate vertical will drop on My Drama. They already have the platform. The other one, which was shot in Canada, doesn't have already a platform. And I wish for them that they will sell it to kind of smaller platforms where the chance is much higher that it will be seen.
I think so. I think you're going to see probably a similar progression as Hollywood, where there'll be some mergers and it will get, because right now, how many platforms are there? Over
More than
200?
200, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
Okay.
know.
So eventually there's going to have to be some consolidation. And when that happens, I think the dominant apps, which I think Drama Pops, Candy Jar, Viglu, they're definitely going to be up there in terms of just like some of the things they're doing. I also appreciate the apps that give credit to the talent. Like, you know, because there's a lot of times, and I'm not going to nitpick on certain apps, but there's certain apps that just don't credit anybody. I will give Real Short, they give credit to their actors. Like, they give
The
talent. I
exclusive actors.
yeah, so, it'd be nice if more of that would go. And I think they need to do it for the crews too.
You see it lately, there was the big, let's call it online drama for the reviewers, where the platforms denied that they are using simply a screenshot of the poster to put it on their reviews.
Yeah.
That's so silly. I mean, you cannot get any better support for free than from reviewers which spread your show for free by reviewing them.
That's yeah, it that's crazy.
That
Man,
happened
it's like,
lately a lot.
yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's gonna be so how did you get into verticals?
I was stuck in the hospital with no TV.
Oh, so this was during that pr the procedure and your
You know,
recovery.
the thing is, advertising Facebook from Real Short, from my double life of the billionaire husband with Jared Harper. And every time I sh was shown an ad, every time another episode, I tried to resist 2 weeks because I always thought, no, I'm not willing to pay to see it in total. Yeah, but after 2 weeks, I got weak, purchased a weekly membership. And I was so dumb because I thought, okay, I will watch all the shows which were released until then, and then I'm done because then there is nothing more I can watch. That was my thinking. But then more and more ads showed up, more and more platforms, and I thought, what the heck is going on here? Yeah, and since then I never got out of this trap.
Wrap. Well, we're in it together, so
Yeah, we will
and
see. We will see. But no, it's okay. But to be honest, since then I never used my TV again.
wow, that's interesting. It's yeah, it's sort of sad where it's like the end of an era to some degree, but it's evolving. I don't know if it's the end of the era. It's just kind of like the use cases are changing.
Yeah, I think for me it's great. I get to know so many really nice people. And as I said, I'm doing a monthly recap with the big review ladies every month. So we can speak open, honest about this whole stuff. And there are so many nice people in this industry. I really appreciate it. But as I said, here in Germany, it's not so popular. And I think it will blow up this year a lot here in Germany. And I'm really curious about how it will go. We will see. We will see. So at the end of every episode, I'm asking the five question quickie. Everyone the same five question. I published a cookbook. I love to cook. I judge people by food. So what's your favorite dish to eat?
Okay, this is a very tricky question for me. I'm a big Italian nut in terms of I probably like eggplant parmigiana, honestly. That's probably my guilty pleasure. But I also like a nice lemon chicken with arugula salad, little goat cheese or feta.
Can you cook? Okay, next question. Okay, so if you ever hop over, I will cook for you, okay?
I can cook up a mean order at a restaurant.
I've won a few times in the cook TV shows where I
I've
cooked
worked the
for two
grill.
star chefs.
Wow.
I'm officially on record called genius cooker.
Okay, I'm gonna take la lessons. When I see you, I'm gonna learn. You're gonna teach me
I have a
something.
really big kitchen. We can do a cooking vertical in my kitchen.
Document the Soundgarden and do a, you know.
Yeah, I will. Do you have any type of comfort movie? A movie you love to rewatch 1,000 times, like Jeff did freely in his childhood?
Probably Waking Ned Divine, which is an Irish cult classic. It's about winning the lottery. This comes full circle. Yeah, you'd love it. It's about winning the lottery, and basically, it's a study on humanity when a little town of 40 something people, Pollymore, which is sort of a made up fictitious
Is
Irish town.
there did you get there any trick how to win the lottery? Maybe it's useful for me.
All luck of the Irish, but the person that wins the lottery, something happens to him, and the town is basically trying to befriend each other to find out who won the lottery so that they can get a part of the winning. So, in a
I
way,
know when I won in this German TV show, I got a lot of new friends.
oh, it's that. So
Surprisingly.
that is the whole movie
Oh,
is
that's
basically
great.
they hated each other, and now all of a sudden they got to work together, and it's and you know the person.
I can feel that. Yeah.
Really fun.
So you're playing your own music. What kind of music do you like to listen?
So I'm very diverse in my taste, but I like alt rock, 70s, 90s. I was a big grunge guy, but the problem is I'm like the furthest thing from grunge. I have never struggled with addiction or anything hard. I'm pretty clean in that sense. So I'm kind of doing like a modern renaissance sort of alt rock. Early 2000s vibe. And I have an EP dropping this year, TBD, but on the date. But I'm really excited. I've been playing guitar for a while now and mainly writing. I haven't, like, actually, the Mint was my first gig on guitar.
Okay. I can give you a second one here in my sound garden. No problem.
Well, by then it should the EP should be dropped, so maybe that will be a nice
Even better.
it'll be something to perform.
Mark, I see we have something on your list to do.
Actually, some of the people I play with, they go on tour with this girl Joanna Bird, who plays in Germany actually. So
We have to stay in contact about that. Last two questions. One, when I will come to you and say, Mark, I just started watching Verticals, which of yours should I have definitely watched?
I would say, I definitely think the so after his affair, I slept with his best friend might be my most successful one. I play sort of a bad guy in that, definitely a bad guy. And I would say I like the detective one. I also liked, I mean, I like them all. There's something special about each of them. It's like a different side of me on each. And one of the objectives that I try to do, and I don't know how successfully I pull it off, but I do try to like bring something new to each character, even if it's subtle. So, because you know, the CEO billionaire is can be monotonous in terms of like that blue steel. I can be your hero, baby, Enrique Iglesias.
Oh yes. Last question. Which genre you want to see more on you in the vertical space?
Thrillers and comedy. I think thrillers would be really cool because every beat they're masterfully designed. You know, like you're
Yeah.
always tense, but then it can be funny. You can blend the genre a little bit in the sense where it can be scary, funny, intense, pleasant surprise. I think thrillers are so ready for it, and we'll see. But that would be cool.
2026 is young
And
and
action adventure.
yeah, action adventure.
But those budgets are hard because, you know, unless Tom
When I
Hanks.
will win the lottery, no prop.
Yeah, I'm coming to work for you when that happens.
Then you will be my best friend, huh?
But yeah, see, look, it's like Waking Ned Divine, the sequel. Oh my gosh, we just came up with like four ideas on this. But
Creative conversation, I would call that, Mark. And I thank you so much for your time and talking to me.
you're
I
so
wish you
welcome.
a great lunch break now. Good appetite. And we stay in contact, you know, because of all the projects we want to do. And don't forget the chocolate museum, Mark.
When I get the opportunity, you're going to be the first person that knows when that's going down. So thank
I
you.
would feel honored, to be honest. And I have a big guest room here. No problem. You can come over.
Bring as long as you're okay with supporting like a bunch of Irish relatives.
No prop. I have 1,000 square feet garden. You can even make a camp in my garden. No problem.
Always wanted to do the teepee setup, so maybe that will be the that'll be part of the
Between
music.
my chicken. You can live with my chicken in the garden.
Thank
We will see. Mark, thank you so much.
you so much.
And have a nice day. Bye.
Bye, thank you.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.